சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
In this whole creation, every being desires to be happy. The desire is called Ichha. Desire is called in Sanskrit, it's called Ichha. Happiness means Sukham. Sukha Ichha is an instinctive, natural phenomenon in every being. Sukhe Ichha. This Sukham, how to acquire, how to gain that Sukham? We have so many methods to gain, our own experiments we do to get Sukham. Throughout life, not one day or 2 days or 1 year or 2 years, throughout life we are all working for Sukham, comfort. Very natural. There is nothing wrong desiring for that Sukha. It is very natural. It's a privilege also. It is a privilege for us. Whatever we are trying to get Sukham, but the means is not proper. The means to get Sukham, whatever we are trying to get through the means, those means, that marga, that path, the selective mediums to get Sukha are not proper. Who says? Shastra says. Veda says. So a Vedic student, a student who studies scriptures, only come to know there is some other means to get Sukha. There is other means to get Sukha. That means I can know through the Shastra only. Through the Shastra only I can get. So therefore, a person, a mature, informed person, who want to get Sukha, he look forward to the Shastra. He look forward to the Shastra. What Shastra is telling? How to get this Sukha? Not local companies. If you have Kurlan bed, you will get Sukha. If you have Raymond suit, you have Sukha. If you have new Benz car, you will have Sukha. These are all advertisements you see in the world. If you have a nice bungalow, you will get a Sukha. Shastra says none of them will give Sukha. What do you mean by Sukha? Just in one sentence. Sukha means nothing but Dukkha Nivritti. I am the desirer of Sukha. I don't want sorrow. I don't want sorrow. Sukha Ichha means what? Dukkha Aichha. Anichha. எனக்கு துக்கம் மேல விருப்பம் இல்லை, சுகம் மேலதான் விருப்பம் இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். சோ சுக இச்சா இன்டைரக்ட்லி நெகேட்ஸ் வாட் துக்க நிவர்த்தி. துக்க நிவர்த்தி, ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் சாரோ, ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் சாரோ. தேர்ஃபோர் சுக இச்சா அதர் நேம் இஸ் கால்ட் மோக்ஷ இச்சா. ஹவு தி சுக இச்சா யூ கேன் கன்வெர்ட் இன் டு Moksha Ichha. Moksha means what? Freedom from sorrow. Moksha means what? Freedom. Much Dhatu. Freedom. Freedom from what? Any one of us desire freedom from what? Freedom from our bungalow? Freedom from our car? Freedom from our body? No. Freedom from sorrow. That is called Moksha Ichha. Now convert your Sukha Ichha into Moksha Ichha. Have you converted Moksha sukha ichcha into moksha ichcha? Because sukha ichcha alone is called moksha ichcha. That term Shastra gives for sukha ichcha is moksha ichcha, desire for liberation. Moksha means what? Liberation. Then next, what shift I have to do? Shastra says, moksha ichcha, freedom from sorrow, it has to be converted into jnana ichcha. Moksha is possible. Liberation is possible. Freedom from sorrow is possible only by knowledge. What knowledge? Not any worldly knowledge, not any materialistic knowledge, but a knowledge about myself. Jnana ichcha is nothing but Atma Jnana ichcha. Spiritual knowledge. Spirit means Atma. Atma Jnanam. Jnana means knowledge. Therefore, spiritual knowledge. Atma Jnanam. That is called Jnana ichcha. Third step. Sukha ichcha converted into Moksha ichcha. Moksham is nothing but self-knowledge. This must be very, very clear. Why it has to be very clear? Because there are so many misconceptions about moksha. There are so many misconceptions about moksha. Therefore, Shastra wants to correct that notion, wrong notion, the error what we are, people are all having from long time. We are continuing that moksham, moksham means looking up. Vaikuntha Kailasa, going moksha. That is not moksha. Atma Jnana Ichcha is called moksha ichcha. This is the third shift. Jnana Ichcha. Now Jnana Ichcha, desire to get Jnana. How to get Jnanam? Proper instrument I have to use. To get Jnanam, if you want to get chemistry Jnanam, what book you have to read? Chemistry book, not botany book, not computer book. If you want to get computer knowledge, not any other book. Local books you are not supposed to study. The particular book, specific book, in that field, I have to choose. When you are a science student, you go to a library, you are searching for a book. Science student, you want to study science. Can you choose history book? You are not afforded to choose that book. Why? In history book, physics is not available. In physics book, history is not available. Since worldly sciences, you are very, very selective. And the physics law, if you want to get physics book, particular author you want. There are so many authors who have written physics books. No, no, I want a particular author. You are very choosy. You are mature. You are very choosy selecting that particular author because you want to get more and more information, knowledge in that particular subject. That is called means, pramanam. For this Atma Jnanam, I want Atma Jnanam, but what is the means? Shastra is the means. Veda is the means. Pramana Ichcha. Jnana Ichcha has to be converted into Pramana Ichcha or Shastra Ichcha. Pramana means a means. Pramana means Jnanam. Through which I get pramana knowledge, that is called pramanam. Eyes are called pramanam. Ears are called pramanam. Because through ears I get shabda jnanam. Through the eyes I get rupa jnanam. So they are all called pramanams. Similarly, self knowledge to get atma jnanam. What is the pramanam? Shastra is the pramanam. Therefore, Jnana Ichcha has to be converted into pramana ichcha or shastra ichcha, desire to study shastra. Desire to study shastra. Pramana ichcha is there. Shastra ichcha is there. Just desire for shastram will give knowledge. So pramana ichcha has to be converted into vichara ichcha. Study. Vichara means inquiry. Desire to do inquiry. Inquiry means anveshana, vichara. Now see how many conversions have taken place. Sukhechha to moksha ichcha, moksha ichcha to jnana ichcha, jnana ichcha to pramana ichcha, pramana ichcha to shastra vichara ichcha. Now shastra vichara I love to do. But if I open the book, confusion oh confusion. There are plenty of books, umpteen books are available in Higginbottoms. In many centers books are available. But can I get that knowledge? No. Therefore that pramana ichcha, shastra vichara ichcha has to be converted into guru ichcha. Desire for guru. Vichara I cannot do on my own. I have already vicharam. That vichara will continue if I do on my own. Because the more I study books on my own, I come to know, I do not know this, I do not know this, I am not able to understand, I am very much confused. Your limitation will increase more and more. So dukkha will increase more and more. The shastra ichcha, vichara ichcha should be converted into guru ichcha. Let me find out a teacher, guru, who can unfold this shastra to me to get atma jnanam, by which I get moksha, by which I get sukha. This much big journey you have to do, long, long journey, not ordinary journey. So I have to search for a teacher. How to know a teacher who is having this knowledge and who studied shastra properly? Enakke shastram theriyadhu, avaru sariya padichittara illaya enakku eppadi theriyum? How can I know that teacher is well versed in shastra? Even well versed in shastra, how do I know that teacher has got atma jnana? Without that atma jnana, how can he teach me? Just I hold the physics books, I cannot become a physics professor. Yes? If I hold just Bhagavad Gita, I cannot teach Bhagavad Gita. Then how do I know the teacher? Very difficult. Just Ishvara Krupa. Here, if I am blessed by Ishvara, I will get Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru. One day, Punyam. Purva Janma Punyam irundada, idu nadakkum, avladha. Even this Jnana Ichcha, Shastra Vichara Ichcha, Guru Ichcha happen only because of Punya. I have done tremendously punya in previous births, then only I will desire to study shastra. Even I desire for shastra also, no, I am not happy. I want a guru who can guide me, who can teach me properly. I have to understand clearly, look forward for a teacher. And the aarvam, and the desire, intense burning desire should come. If it comes, that guru unfolds, you get atma jnanam. By getting atma jnanam, you are liberated. When you are liberated, you are sukhi. And once he recognizes that atma swarupam, it is not going to acquire something else in future. The person recognizes, I am that ever evident sukha swarupam. This is proper teaching. Again, sampradaya guru alone can teach. A traditional teacher alone can teach. Otherwise, you go to so many teachers are there available. Nook and corners everywhere, teachers are available. If you go to them and they will teach you, I will show you atma, you will get anandamo anandamanna. Enna anandamanna? Rasa krida. You do Radha Krishna dance, you merge with Radha. Think you are Krishna, or you think you are Krishna, you are playing with Radha. Inna Radha Krishna dance la enna varumanna. They have their own system, they have their own method of presenting this ananda, this jnanam. You go to ecstasy, samadhi, deep samadhi, you merge yourself, you stop the mind, then you see the bliss, you enjoy the bliss. There are teachers, they also say this. You go to deep samadhi, first what to do? Do ashtanga yoga and go to deep meditation, then slowly stop your mind, slowly merge with your consciousness, then you see your supra consciousness. The consciousness is podu edhukku supra consciousness in the words in the chunni, they will attract you like anything. Supra consciousness in now avanukku consciousness spelling e thagraru edhukku supra consciousness na எப்படியாவது அட்ராக்ட் பண்ணணும் இல்லையான்னு சொல்லி வேர்ட்ஸ் மூலமாவோ சம் மேஜிக் என்ன பண்ணி பீப்புள் ஆர் கேரிட் அவே பை தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். ரியல் சம்பிரதாய குரு சேஸ் யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா, யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங் டு கெட் ஆத்ம ஜானம், யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங். Then what to do? Hey, you need not do anything. Then why you are asking what to do? Then what? Appadi kelu nalla irukke. Then what? Then what? Understand, recognize, discover. Where? In your intellect. Buddhya grihitaya. Through intellect alone you understand your nature. You need not do anything. Then we did meditation, Swamini, before the class. That is doing only, you know. Yes, we do meditation, but not to get Atma Jnanam, not to get Moksha, not to do Atma Vichara through meditation. Atma Vichara is possible by Sravanam, study of scriptures, consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive teacher for a length of time. That alone is called Atma Vichara. Enquiry means not sitting alone and asking, who am I, who am I, who am I. Then what? Study thoroughly. How many days? How many days are? Months. How many months? Months are years. How many years? Years are decades. How many decades? We don't know. How long it will take you to that knowledge? Depends on your qualification. How this knowledge? For that, I used to give an example. You recognize you are Sukhaswarupam. You recognize you are Sukhaswarupam. Swamini, to recognize I am Sukhaswarupam, it takes decades? Yes, it takes decades. Decades in 10 years, 20 years, 10 years put together one decade. It takes to know you are Sukhaswarupam. You are the nature of Ananda, you recognize. That much time consuming process, study of scriptures. Are you ready? Are you having that much patience, tolerance, willpower, grasping, healthy body, healthy mind, sensitive mind, grasping mind, receptive mind, retention mind, are you having? For that only we do meditation, not for jnana. We do meditation to develop the focusing capacity of the mind to assimilate the teaching what I receive from the guru. What is that example? Sukhaswarupatik example. Just as dog biting a dry bone, dog biting a dry bone, because of the dryness of the bone, it gets hurt in its jaws and the blood is oozing from the mouth of the dog. And the dog is thinking, this bone is very nice bone, I am getting lots of flesh. The dog is thinking. And by thinking, and it is crushing more the bone, crushing. The more it is crushing, the more the mouth is wounded. The more mouth is wounded, the more blood is coming, flesh is coming into its own mouth. And it is enjoying its own flesh and blood. And dog is feeling that I am really fortunate today, I got this bone, how fortunate I am than other dogs and thinking. Now tell me, this dog's ananda is coming from the bone or from its own body? The dog getting ananda is coming from the bone or from its body? From its own body, from its own blood and flesh. But dog cannot know that is coming from the in its own body. Dog cannot know. Similarly, we the human beings, whatever sukha we are getting, every minute whatever sukha, pleasure, sense pleasures what we are getting, this ananda is not coming from the objects. This ananda is not coming from the objects. The ananda is not coming from my son or daughter or brother-in-law or son-in-law or daughter-in-law. This ananda is not coming from the house. Ananda is coming from within me. Why? There is no ananda in that object. There is no ananda in that person which I am thinking it is coming from out. Is irundadane varthuke? If there is ananda, it can come. There is no ananda in that object, there is no ananda in that person, how it can come? Illala ananda eppadi varumna? Varade swamini, vara maadhiri unakku thotram. You are thinking that ananda is coming through my son. Ananda is coming through my house. Ananda is coming through my car. Ananda is coming through my body, nice body. No. How can you say, Swamini, this ananda is not coming? How can I accept? No, I cannot accept. I will put a counter question. Suppose if you are getting ananda from your son, you must get ananda all the time through the son, through your own son. Are you getting? No. See, if he is the ananda karanam, he must give ananda all the time. But it is not so. If I get ananda through my house, the house must give ananda throughout my life, the same house. But it's not like that. If my property is giving ananda, all the time that must give ananda. It's not like that, it's fluctuating. Because of same property, I am very much worried, I'm not getting sleep. Because of property. You analyze like this, everything. Ananda is not coming from that. Ananda, it is coming from within you. It is coming from within you and you are thinking that is coming from the outside. This is the error. This is called adhyasa. This is the mistake. This is called ignorance. Just as the dog getting flesh, blood from its own body, we are getting Atma Swarupa Ananda, or Thulu, then a droplet we are experiencing. Every minute when you are experiencing the Anubhava Ananda, it is not from the object, it is from within your Atma Swarupam, a droplet of Ananda. Or a droplet Anandame, Yuvil Ananda Mairna, if I recognize the whole Ananda Swarupam, every day, Sollanuma, infinite Ananda. Sukhaswarupam. That sugar cane, no? Sugar cane, big sugar cane you take. The sugar cane is want to try to vary sweetness in me. Sugar cane, big kalkand, tarima? Kalkand. The big sugar cane. Thinking, I am sweet or not, I want to find out. I am sweet or not, I want to find out. Where? Right side. Skilly parakar, I am sweet or not. And left side, I am sweet or not. Top, I'm sweet or not. Hey, you are sweet. Kalkanda, total fully, entire Kalkand is sweet. Anywhere, wherever you touch. Similarly, I am sweet Kalkand like Ananda Swarupam. அப்ப நிறைய எறும்பு வரணுமே சுவாமினி, ஆன்சர் எல்லாம் வரணுமே, இந்த ஸ்வீட்டுக்கு வரவாது. அதுதான் மகரந்தம், மகரந்தம் ஹனி, ஸ்வீட் ஹனி. வாட் மகரந்தம் இஸ் ஹியர்? அத்வைத மகரந்தம், நான் ஜுவல் மகரந்தம். அத்வைத மீன்ஸ் ஞானம், ஞான மகரந்தம், ஞானம் ஹனி. Advaitam means Jnanam. Jnanam is nothing but Atma Swarupam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman. Jnanam. What is that Swarupam? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That Jnanam is Advaitam. Non-dual, secondless, Atman. Atma Jnanam is called honey. When you take honey, how do you sit? How do you keep your face? How do you keep your face when you touch the honey to your tongue? See, immediately. You take honey for physical body. Doctors also prescribe honey. Ayurveda especially, they are all medicines made out of honey maximum. It's good for health, physical body, energy. You get lot of energy if you take honey. For mind, what is energy? This Advaita Makarandam is a honey for the mind, which gives energy to the mind. Every Sunday, between 6 and 7, you are coming to take what? Honey, special honey. For what? For mind. Money. Without money you don't get honey. Who will give honey water? That is costliest. If you go to Khadi craft, pure honey, not local honey here, ordinary shops. What we buy for Rudrabhishekam? Generally, Rudrabhishekam, all the cheapest honey they bring. And Baba Shiva will take a matter. நம்ம சாப்பிட்றதுக்கு என்ன குவாலிட்டி ஹனி வேணுமா? என்ன பாருங்க, அப்படி பண்ணலாமா? சும்மா கேட்கறேன். ஜெனரலி குவாலிட்டி ஹனி யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் டு பகவான். வாட் எவர் ஐ யூஸ், ஐ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் டு பகவான். ஹவு கேன் ஐ கிவ் த சீப்பஸ்ட் 10 rupees ஹனி? நான் சாப்பிட்றது ஏமா 90 rupees ஹனி, பகவானுக்கு அபிஷேகத்துக்கு 10 rupees ஹனியா? ஓகே, இன்சிடென்டல் பாயிண்ட், ஃபர்கெட் இட். ஓகே, ஹனி. What are the qualifications I require? 4 D's are required. And the honey is not available. Without money, ordinary honey you cannot get. Adi madri, what is the currency here to get this honey, Advaita Makarandam? Swamini, how much fees I have to give for Advaita Makarandam? You have to give a valuable price, not ordinary amount. It needs lot of amount, bunches, no? Not 10 rupees, 100 rupees, 20 rupees or 2,000, 3,000, nothing doing here. Then, how much currency? 4 D's currency. What are the 4 D's? Viveka Vairagya, Shamas Damadi Shakta Sambhatti and Moksha Ichha, Care of Tattva Bodha. Discrimination, first D. 3D தான் தெரியும் சுவாமி, 4D தெரியலையே. We know only 3Ds. 3D pictures. They are all seeing 3D pictures. We want to show 4D picture, no? But discrimination is the first D. Discrimination, D, first D. Then dispassion. Discrimination means Viveka. Are you having Viveka, discriminative capacity to sort out unreal, real? This is unreal, this is mithya, this is temporary, this is not satyam. Idi poyi, thotram. Idi unmai, satyam, permanent, Are you having that capacity, viveka, buddhi, atma, anatma, discrimination? You require that viveka, some discrimination. No? Discrimination not in negative sense. Discrimination of female, male discrimination. Language-wise discrimination. Religion-wise discrimination. I am not talking about this discrimination. We are talking about a viveka, that discrimination. Viveka buddhi. Then the second D is called dispassion, vairagyam, detachment, renunciation, attitude. All these temporary, unreal things I don't want. Vairagyam. Towards putra, mitra, kalatra, dhana, griha, all. சுவாமி எல்லாம் விட சொல்றேன். Are you asking us to give up? I am not asking you to give up. I am asking you to know their reality. I am not asking. Shastra is asking. Know the sapta, the reality, the real value in them. Having known the real value in them, how much value they have got, that much value you give. 10 rupees போய் நீங்க 1 lakh கொடுக்க கூடாது இல்லையோ? அந்த 10 rupees வேல்யூ தான் அந்த பொருள். போய் 1 lakh கொடுக்கறேன, கொடுப்பேன். கொடுத்தா யூ ஆர் அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஃபெல்லோன் அர்த்தம் இல்லையோ? இட் இஸ் 10 rupees வர்த். ஹவு கேன் ஐ கிவ் 1 lakh? ஐ எம் நாட் ஹேவிங் விவேகான் அர்த்தம். ஐ ஷுட் நோ த வேல்யூ ஆஃப் தட் பொருள் அண்ட் அந்த அளவுக்கு தான் பே பண்ணணும். அதே மாதிரி son, daughter, house, car, bungalow, everything, whatever I am having, degrees, positions, all are temporary. They never give permanent happiness. They keep me always under limitation. Why I have to give much importance to them? This is called vairagyam. Vairagyam means not run away from the objects, not running away from the people, not running away from the worldly experiences. In spite of the midst of people, in spite of the midst of the world interaction, I know them as they are. I never give even an iota of importance more than what they deserve. I will not give. Why? Because I have viveka. I have discrimination. Therefore, I have detachment. I keep attachment with those people, objects, everything, how much to keep for my survival, for my inner growth, for my maturity. I use them, but I never lean upon them. Here, I use them, I respect them, I thank them also. Okay, I thank them, but I never lean upon them. I never lean upon my son, I never lean upon my daughter, I never lean upon my house, I never lean upon my possessions, property, anything. Why? They are all impermanent. They can never give me complete, total happiness. I use them, I respect them, I thank them. You are T. I use them. I respect பண்ணணும் திருப்பி. ஏ, யூ ஆர் யூஸ்லெஸ் சொல்லக்கூடாது. தேங்க்யூ சொல்லணும் திருப்பி. ஆஃப்டர் யூசிங் சன், நான் ஆல்சோ ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல் ஃபார் யூ ஃபார் யுவர் மெச்சூரிட்டி. ஹவுஸ் இஸ் ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல் ஃபார் யூ டு கெட் மெச்சூரிட்டி. யூ ரெக்வயர் சம் ஷெல்டர், பாராபெர்னேலியா யூ ரெக்வயர். யூஸ் தெம், ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தெம். யூஸ் திஸ் பாடி, ரெஸ்பெக்ட் திஸ் பாடி, தேங்க் த பாடி. பகவான் ஹேஸ் கிவன் திஸ் பாடி. Never neglect the body, ignore the body. Never pamper the body. I use this body to get moksha. I respect the body to get moksha. I thank the body for giving me the benefit of moksha. So you are teen. Including my body, not only people, objects. Including my body. I take benefit from them. I respect them. I thank them. I show my gratitude to them. This is called vairagyam. What do you mean by vairagyam? Puriyudha ipo? It is the vairagyam. Which is born out of viveka. Backed by viveka. Supported by viveka. Then what is the third D? Discipline. Mind control, shama. Dhamma, sense control. Uparama, withdrawal of the senses from the temporary objects. Uparama, worldly objects, materialistic objects. Titiksha, withstanding, toughening myself to face any obstacle in this pursuit. Titiksha. Lord Krishna says, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukhadaha Agama Payino Nityaha Tam Sidiksha Swabharata Virvisa. Today morning in second chapter Bhagavad Gita. All of you have already seen second chapter here. Nyabam irukko? Irukkano? Irunna nalladi. I am very happy. Titikshaswa. And the titiksha irukkano. Tolerance power, endurance power. Shama dama uparama titiksha. Shraddha. Shraddha is a discipline. Shraddha, Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. Faith. Shraddha irukkano. Guru Shraddha Vishyatala Shraddha irukkano. பிரமாண அசம்பவா பிரமேய அசம்பவ என்னமோ சாஸ்திரம் சொல்லுறது யாரு கண்ண அது அது பிரமாண அசம்பவம் த இம்பாசிபிலிட்டி திஸ் சாஸ்திரா கெனாட் கிவ் மீ சுகம் திஸ் சாஸ்திரா கெனாட் ரிலீவ் மீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோ இந்த மாதிரி டவுட் வரக்கூடாது சாஸ்திரம் மேல அது வந்த பிரமாண அசம்பவம் அர்த்தம் இந்த பிரமாணம் இது அசம்பவமானது என்ன முடியாத காரியம் இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு புரியாது இது சொல்றதெல்லாம் மிக உண்மையனு நம்ப முடியாது அப்படி சொன்னா என்ன ஆயிடும் திஸ் பர்சன் கெனாட் கெட் ஞானம் டு ரிமூவ் த பிரமாண அசம்பவா யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா ஃபார் எ லெங்த் ஆஃப் டைம் சாஸ்திரா கிவ்ஸ் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் டெஃபினெட்லி நோ டவுட் அதுதான் பிரமாண அசம்பவா நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஸ்ரவணம் குரு வேதாந்த வாக்கேஷு ஸ்ரவணம் என்ன கதா காலக்ஷேபம் கேட்கக்கூடாது ஸ்ரவணம் என்ன குரு குரு விஷயத்துல ஸ்ரத்தா என்ன குரு குரு மேல ஸ்ரத்த இல்ல குரு வாக்கியத்துல ஸ்ரத்தா குரு வாக்கியத்துல ஸ்ரத்த இருந்து குரு மேல ஸ்ரத்த தானாவே வந்துடும் ஐ மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா ஆன் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் குரு ஒன் சச் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் குரு இஸ் ரிவீலிங் நேச்சுரலி ஐ கெட் ஸ்ரத்தான்மை குரு குரு வேதாந்த வாக்கியேஷு விஸ்வாசா எஸ் ஐ ரிலை அப்பான் நாட் எனி லோக்கல் ரியல் எஸ்டேட் I rely upon my real estate. That is unreal estate, really speaking. Huh? Unreal estate. What is real estate? இங்க இருக்கப்ப பெரிய பேலஸ் real estate, which can never become unreal. This is the real estate. இந்த real estate விட்டுட்டு ஏதோ real estateக்காக ஓடுறான் அவன் சீட் பண்ற அந்த that people. Therefore, rely upon your real estate. That is Shraddha, Vishwasam. That is Guru must be everything for me. Guru Vakya is everything for me. Guru Vakya is Veda Vakya. Whatever comes from my Guru's mouth, it is a Veda Vakya. Veda and Guru are not different. Swameva Mata Pita Swameva Swameva Bandhu Sakha Swameva குரு பிரம்மா குரு விஷ்ணு அதனால குருல விசுவாசம் இல்லாதவனுக்கு சாஸ்திர ஞானம் அடையிறது ரொம்ப கஷ்டம் சாஸ்திரம் ஸ்காலர்ஷிப் வரலாம் அதனால ஞானம் வராது சாஸ்திரா வில் நாட் பிளஸ் தட் பர்சன் இவனுக்கு குருல விசுவாசம் இருக்க குரு ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ்ல விசுவாசம் இருக்கான்னு நல்லா ஸ்க்ரூட்டினைஸ் பண்ணி ஸ்க்ரப் பண்ணி உள்ளுக்குள்ள பார்த்து அப்பதான் எஸ் யூ ஆர் டிசர்வ்ட் ஃபார் ஆத்ம ஜானம் குரு மேல பக்தி இல்லைன்னா ஆத்ம ஞானம் வராது குரு பக்தி சாஸ்திர பக்தி இல்லை ரெண்டுமே தேவை சும்மா சாஸ்திர பக்தி யூஸ்லெஸ் சும்மா குரு பக்தி ஆல்சோ யூஸ்லெஸ் தட்ஸ் வை யூ மஸ்ட் கோ டு எ குரு ஹூ கேன் டீச் சாஸ்திர குரு சாஸ்திர ரிக்வயர்ட் ஸ்ரத்தா சமாதானம் அப்சார்ப்ஷன் ஒன் அவர் தெரியக்கூடாது எப்படி ஹவு த டைம் இஸ் ரன்னிங் அப்சார்ப்ஷன் ஏகாகிரதா அப்படியே அட்டென்ஷன் ஸ்பேன் ஈவன் ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் செகண்ட் ஆல்சோ மை மைண்ட் வில் நாட் கோ அவுட் அதுதான் சமாதானம் சித்த சமாதானம் ஆல் தீஸ் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் you are qualified. This is the money you have to pay. Very, very costliest. If I ask a local money, Swamini, inda eduthukonga, check apdi kuduthuruven. But unfortunately, you cannot give the check like that. This is a very, very valuable check. Very difficult to give also. Chama, dama, uparama, titiksha, saddha, samadhanam, disciplines are called for third deal, qualifications. Viveka is one qualification, Vairagyam is second qualification, and Samadhi Shakta Sampatti is the third qualification. Then what is the fourth qualification? Very important, Moksha Iccha, desire, fourth D. Desire for Moksha, desire for Atma Jnanam. That's Moksha Iccha to Jnana Iccha, Jnana Iccha to Shastra Iccha, Shastra Iccha to Guru Iccha. Guru Iccha, Guru Iccha the Kapra Inanda. Unnu Kadayad, Iccha gone. And therefore, now we come to this. All these four qualifications are there. You use the pramanam, study from the teacher, shravanam, start. You listen, listen, listen. There are so many doubts will come, questions will come. Is it real? What Shastra says? Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Brahman, who is invisible, whom I cannot see, is the real. And who I am seeing, the world, Jagat, people, objects, Poyi, Mithya. Enna Shastram velayadrathu enna kuda is playing Shastra. No. You have to give the benefit of doubt to the Shastra. I may be wrong in my perception. I am giving reality to this universe, to the people, to this body. Shastra is telling it is unreal. There is something to think here. There is something to think. Let me wait and see. Let me wait and see. Manushyanam sahasrekshu. Among thousands of people desire, one person desire for moksha. Among thousands also, the desiring people also, very few people are qualified to get moksha. It's not so easy. Let me stand in that qualified people. One, I am. Dhiraha, kaschit dhiraha, pratyek atmana maikshat, avritta chakshur amritattvam icchan. The person who is strong, bold enough, who is having all these four qualifications, he go forward. Like you people, no? Go forward. So, shravanam, then when the doubts come, prameya asambhavam. Prameya means, Shastra is talking about that Atma is none other than Tat Tvam Asi, you are. How can I become infinite Brahman? Swamini, you can become Brahman because you are a sannyasini. You have a knowledge, I can accept, but how can I become Brahman? I am an ordinary housewife, I am an ordinary father, I am an ordinary employee, officer, doctor, engineer, scientist. How can I become Brahman? Infinite, that too. And you are talking about the Sarvagatam Brahma, all pervading. How can I become, I am all pervading. How can I become all pervading? Ida prameya asambhavam. Doubt with regarding this my nature. Pramana asambhava means impossibility in Shastra. The Shastra teachings are not practical. உலகம் எல்லாம் பொய்யனு பாரு, கிடையவே கிடையாது, மித்தியனு சொல்ற, இது எல்லாம் முடியாத காரியம் நமக்கு. That's why many times what we do, this is Veda is talking, ஏதோ ஏதோ பேசுறது வேதம். பிரமாணத்துல ஒரு அசம்பவம்னு இம்பாசிபிலிட்டி we think over. Similarly that the subject matter what Shastra gives, Atma also all pervading, eternal, pure, and it is unobjectifiable, and that is all okay. All pervading I can accept, I believe. And one, nityam, permanent, pure, I believe. But that pure I am, and then I will stick to it. People will stagnate, will stuck there. So many, you say Atma is నిత్య బుద్ధ ముక్త స్వరూప ఆత్మ సర్వగత ఏక అప్రమేయ స్వప్రకాశ. ரொம்ப நல்லா இருக்கு சுவாமி. நான் கை தட்டுறேன். அந்த குவாலிபிகேஷன் கேரக்டரிஸ்டிக்ஸ் தத் சத்யம் ச ஆத்மா தத்துவம் அசி சேத கேட்டோ யூஆர் தட் அங்கேதான் தகராறு. இத பிரமேய அசம்பாவனை டவுட் ஸ்டில் ஐ டவுட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஸ்வாலோ திஸ் பிகாஸ் டு மை இன்டலெக்ட் இட் இஸ் ungraspable. Shastra says wait and see, study further, mananam, do mananam. How to do mananam? Mananam means reflection, reflecting upon the teaching again. How can I be infinite Brahman? Why I am not this body? Why I am not this mind? Why I am not this self organ? Reflect upon that is mananam. Therefore, for Shravanam, Jivatma, Paramatma, Vichara, Aikyam, Qualification, Stalking, Grandhas are Shravana Purvaka Grandhas. A text that which he talks about that logical, some obstacles in the intellect. There are stagnations, there are obstacles to be removed, Mananam Dwara. Adu kaga Manana Grandhas an irukku. Siddhi Grandhas, all advanced major Grandhas are Manana Grandhas, where the logical fallacies will be removed and intellectual obstacles will be removed. They are called Manana Grandhas. Advaita Makarandam is a Manana Grandha, minor Manana Grandha, which talks about the reason, logic, and establish that Brahman through the logical support. Just the support. So, for Ajnana Nivritti Shravanam, even Ajnanam is gone, but there are samshayams, doubts. For that Mananam, reflecting, for that sake we have chosen this text of Advaita Makarandam. There are after Saddarshanam Chulli, Namma Padichirukkom Swamini, and the Sattu Nanda, Ahankaram Illa, Avar Ravana Maharshi Ella Chullittu Mudichittar, Enakku Onnum Puriyalanna. Come on, study this Manana Grandha. అది నిధిధ్యాసన గ్రంథం. యాక్చువల్ నిధి మనన గ్రంథ టు రిమూవ్ అవర్ డౌట్ సంశయ నివృత్త్యర్థం మనన గ్రంథ పఠనం. దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ విపరీత భావనాస్, హ్యాబిచువల్ ఓరియంటేషన్, పూర్వ వాసనాస్, విపరీత వాసనాస్. టు రిమూవ్ దోస్ యు హావ్ టు డూ నిధిధ్యాసనం. ద నిధిధ్యాసన టెక్స్ట్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో దేర్. దెర్ ఆర్ బుక్స్ పంచదశి, వివేక చూడామణి, ఆల్ ఆర్ analysis, big analysis, Jivatma, Paramatma, Jiva Swarupam, Ishra Swarupam, and that Bhavatyaga, Lakshana, Prakriya, so many things will come. After studying Shastra thoroughly, this type of text we have to study. I hope you have studied Bhagavad Gita some extent and Upanishads also, then those people only can grasp easily. If you have not gone through study systematically, at least listen Tattva Bodha cassettes, listen basic texts, otherwise you face difficulty in this text. This is a Manana Grandha. After Shravanam only we have to do. If anybody has not done proper Shravanam, I hope you are all doing Shravanam. If anybody has not done properly, if there is any difficult to understand this, therefore care of caches. Vere vali illa, enna pandrathu? You have to thoroughly study Tattva Bodha, Bhagavad Gita. Then you can grasp this. So we have got many texts like that. Now this Brahma Sutra is the advanced logic text, Brahma Sutra. But this Manana Grandha, Advaita Makarandam, is a very simple text with 28 verses. Only 28 verses. The title of this text is Advaita Makarandam. Already I have given the meaning of Advaita Makarandam. Generally, people love the flowers and colors from far. And the poop are even unlike the color ipda which just we saw in our house. Nice lily poop, you know, flower. Beautiful. And it has got the filaments and all. Very nice blossoming now. So nice to see. So many people look the flowers and color, admire. Some people go near and vasana paathu ரொம்ப நல்லா இருக்கு, தொட்டி பார்த்து ரொம்ப சாஃப்டா இருக்கு. சம் பீப்புள் கோ நியர் லைக் தட் டு த சாஸ்திரா ஃப்ளவர். உபனிஷத் இஸ் த ஃப்ளவர். பீப்புள் ஸ்டடி சாண்டிங் அண்ட் ஆல் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அட்மைரிங் த ஃப்ளவர், உபனிஷத் ஃப்ளவர் ஃப்ரம் ஃபார். தைத்திரி உபனிஷத் வெரி வெரி நைஸ் டு சாண்ட். புருஷ சூக்தம், ஆல் தி சூக்தம்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி நைஸ் டு சாண்ட். Enhancing, enchanting, no? It is really admire, you admire. Rudram, all these are very nice. It is like admiring the flower from the far. Some people go near to the flower Upanishads. They study academically. Oh, very nice. In the author, Ramma Nanasirikar. In the author, Ramma Nanasirikar. This author written very nicely. They admire the text very nicely. They're all going near and tutti tutti paathu flower color admire pan and maari. Some people study university lo academically, they study, they get scholarship and they admire. Appa Hindu philosophy, Vedic philosophy is so nice, but very few bees goes inside the flower and take the honey, which is the essence of the flower. Like that, many, very few people go deep into the Shastra, Upanishad, study from a teacher thoroughly, threadbare analysis they do, and they get that knowledge like the honey bees. In Jnana Sloka of Bhagavad Gita also, Shatpadi, these all sages are like Shatpadis, Brahmarams. They go and study Shastra, receive the teaching. It says, like you people, you are all like honey bees. Not just like admiring other people, you are coming all the way and studying what is said. Not for academic qualification sake, not to just admire, not to praise myself. I also know the whole philosophy and to quote with others. கொட்டேஷன்ஸ் எல்லாம் சொல்றதுக்காக அங்கங்க கொட்டேஷன், பகவத்கீதா கொட்டேஷன்ஸ், உபனிஷத்து கொட்டேஷன்ஸ், அதுக்காக இல்ல. பட் த்ரூ ட்ரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம் மை செல்ஃப், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் தட் ஹனி, ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் தட் ஹனி. தட்ஸ் வை த பட்டர்ஃபிளை, த பீஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட் ஆன் த ஃப்ளவர் அண்ட் ஜென்ட்லி டேக் த ஹனி நைஸ்லி என்ஜாய். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அத்வைத மகரந்தம். வித் திஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட் வி ரீட் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மங்களாச்சரண ஸ்லோகா.
கடாக்ஷ கிரணாசாந்தம் நமன் மோஹாப்தயே நமஹ. அனந்தானந்த கிருஷ்ணாய ஜகன் மங்களமூர்த்தயே.
இட் இஸ் பேஜ் நம்பர் 1. தேர் ஆர் ப்ரீவியஸ் சம் ஸ்லோகாஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த எக்ஸாக்ட் மங்கள ஸ்லோகா. ஃப்ரம் ஹியர் ஓன்லி த டெக்ஸ்ட் வில் பிகின். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் த லாஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா only, that is conclusion, 28th shloka. First shloka is a prayer verse. The author is praying the Lord Krishna, his Ishta Devata, for the completion of this text without any obstacle. He is seeking the blessings of the Lord. Krishnaya Namaha. To that Lord Krishna, Namaha, my salutations, my namaskara. What type of Krishna? Description is given in the second line. Anantananda Krishnaya. The glory of Lord Krishna. Anantananda means, Ananta means limitless. Limitless is that Brahman, Nirgunam Brahman, Purushottamaha, from the Gita 15th chapter standpoint. Free from spatial limitation, free from time-wise limitation, free from attributes. Desha kala vastu paricheda rahitaha is called ananta, limitless. Ananta Ananda. Ananda means indicating attributeless. Purnaha ityartha. Ananda means so purnaha. Anantaha means attributeless. Any attribute is finite. The Krishna who is appearing in Saguna form, his original nature is what? Anantanandam. Purnaha, infinite nature. So such Krishna, who is he? What is his job? Jagan Mangala Murtaye. Who is the cause of auspiciousness? Jagat Mangalam. For this whole universe. Jagat Mangala Murtaye means to that form my salutation. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.